Imagine predicting the dot-com crash while everyone else remained bullish, or seeing warning signs to the 2008 housing crisis years before it happened. This wasn't luck. It was the power of visual investing. In 1999, when analysts were still pushing tech stocks, John Murphy's charts flashed clear warning signals that saved his followers from devastating losses. The visual investor transforms complex market analysis into an accessible language anyone can understand: charts. Even Warren Buffett acknowledges that price charts sometimes tell an important story. At its core, visual investing offers a refreshingly straightforward premise. Look at what markets are actually doing rather than what experts think they should be doing. While traditional analysts drown in data, charts cut through the noise by focusing on price movements, the ultimate verdict on supply and demand. The visual approach democratizes sophisticated market analysis, making professional-level insights available to everyday investors through the universal language of patterns and trends. Charts represent the collective wisdom of all market participants. Rising prices indicate demand exceeds supply. Falling prices show supply outweighs demand. This visual representation provides a remarkable shortcut to conclusions that fundamental analysts reach through laborious research. I once witnessed Murphy and a fundamental analyst tasked with determining historic stock value levels. Using charts, Murphy completed the assignment in hours, while the fundamental analyst took 2 weeks, yet they reached nearly identical conclusions. Markets function as discounting mechanisms, constantly looking forward rather than reacting to current events. This is why charts often signal problems before they become widely recognized. During the 2007 housing crisis, price charts of home builders and financial stocks deteriorated long before mainstream analysts acknowledged any issues. Markets move in directional trends that create recognizable patterns. In uptrends, each peak and trough rises higher than the last. Failed attempts to exceed previous highs signal potential reversals, while breaks below prior lows confirm the change. Support and resistance levels serve as key reference points. Support occurs where prices tend to bounce, while resistance marks peaks that may halt upward movement. When decisively broken, support often becomes resistance and vice versa. Price patterns reveal potential future direction. Double tops form an M shape when prices fail to exceed a prior peak. Double bottoms create a W pattern with two similar lows followed by an upside break. The head and shoulders pattern shows three peaks, the middle peak, head, higher than the others, shoulders, with a neckline connecting reaction points. A Federal Reserve study validated this pattern's effectiveness in currency trading. These patterns often suggest future price targets based on their height. Point and figure charts filter minor movements, showing only significant changes through columns of X's, rising prices, and O's, declining prices. Technical indicators complement chart patterns by confirming trends and signaling potential reversals. They operate as either trend-following indicators or oscillators that identify overbought/oversold conditions. Moving averages are essential trend-following tools that act as support in uptrends and resistance in downtrends. The 200-day average tracks major trends, while the 50-day monitors intermediate movements. When a shorter average rises above a longer one, it signals a bullish trend. Trading envelopes and Bollinger Bands create bands around moving averages, with envelopes using fixed percentages and Bollinger Bands adapting to volatility. In sideways markets, oscillators like the Relative Strength Index, RSI, measure overbought above 70 and oversold below 30 conditions. Oscillators can predict reversals through divergences between price and indicator movements. The MACD combines trend-following and oscillator functions, while the ADX helps select appropriate indicators. Use moving averages when ADX rises and oscillators when it falls. Visual investing requires understanding market correlations. The U.S. dollar and commodities typically move inversely, When the dollar index hit historic lows, 2002-2008, commodity prices peaked. This happens because commodities are priced in dollars, and dollar weakness fuels inflation. The bond-stock ratio reveals asset shifts. In the 1990s, falling ratios showed stocks outperforming bonds until 2000's reversal into a bear market. By mid-2007, bonds gained favor amid subprime concerns. Gold particularly demonstrates dollar correlation. During 2007-2008, Fed rate cuts weakened the dollar while gold surged. From 2002-2008, as the dollar fell 36% and major currencies rose 60-81%, gold soared 246%. Dollar movements influence foreign versus U.S. stock performance. A weak dollar benefits foreign investments, especially in commodity exporting nations, while dollar strength favors U.S. markets. Despite decoupling theories, global markets remain highly correlated, with worldwide bull and bear markets moving together. Foreign diversification works best during global bull markets with a weak dollar, but offers less protection in bear markets. While headline indexes like the Dow Jones dominate media coverage, market breadth indicators reveal deeper market dynamics. The NYSE Advanced Decline Line tracks advancing versus declining stocks to confirm trend alignment. In late 2007, the AD line failed to confirm the NYSE Composite Index's October peak, a classic warning sign. Small caps and financial stocks, traditional leading indicators, turned down first in 2007. Housing weakness correlated with retail performance, and transportation stocks failed to confirm industrial highs, validating Dow's theory that both sectors must rise together in a healthy bull market. The percentage of NYSE stocks above their 200-day moving averages provided another warning, falling from 85% to below 40% in 2007, while the NYSE Composite still reached new highs. The visual approach enables market analysis without deep fundamental knowledge. While some question charts' predictive value, all forecasting relies on historical data. Charts provide an unbiased daily assessment of investment decisions by identifying trends and their shifts. Visual investing reveals market behavior through basic charting techniques, focusing on price action over explanations. Key elements include price trends, support/resistance levels, breakouts, patterns, volume, trend lines, moving averages, and relative strength. This contrasts with media experts who typically explain markets after the fact. Unlike fundamental analysis requiring specialization, this approach works across all markets and timeframes. Visual analysts can monitor multiple markets simultaneously. Markets typically anticipate economic trends by 6 to 9 months, with market declines preceding every downturn. The 2008 crisis exemplifies this. Warning signs appeared on charts a year before the panic. In today's information-heavy environment, visual investing offers clarity through simplicity, helping investors spot what others overlook. Market trends mirror ocean patterns. Major trends are swells, while secondary and minor trends are waves and ripples. During corrections, prices typically retrace by 50%, with patterns becoming more reliable when confirmed by other indicators. The key question is simply whether the market is rising or falling. Success comes from seeing present reality, not predicting the future. Visual investors thrive by recognizing actual market direction and momentum rather than following pundits. The visual approach requires no specialized knowledge. Its power lies in focusing on what markets are doing rather than why, allowing investors to see market reality clearly.